college football brand in their city. Iowa, Nebraska is a six-year rebuilder, not a three-year. So everybody wants Scott Frost, and why did he get put? Nebraska finally got it right, because he's in the quarter. And people go, well, we're not winning. Well, it's a six-year rebuild. And I believe if you watch Nebraska play this year, games are getting closer.
Way closer.
So I was for bringing this guy back.
I thought it was a great decision. And remember, their new athletic director is Trev Alvarez, who's a Nebraska legend. Now, they didn't actually play together, but each of them are legends in their own right in the Nebraska community. Nebraska absolutely and Scott Frost. They are light years better than what they were 2 and 3 years ago.
No question.
They played four teams in the CFP's top eight. Four. And the first three of them, they lost by a total of 13, and then they were only down by six to Ohio State before Ohio State picked up the field goal. They are way better. And by the way, all you have to do, talk to the other coaches in the conference. Ryan Day, in our conversations with him last week, he was like, man, I haven't been this nervous for a long time. This is what I mean. And he said, and I quote, one of, if not the best team we faced this year. They've faced Oregon. They've faced Penn State. He was very complimentary of what Nebraska was doing, in particular on defense. And I think that they did the right thing with Scott. Now, an adjustment to his contract in order to make some more room for assistants that he's now going to hire after making adjustments.
So, you know, you guys, all you fans out there, and you all want to fire the coaches. You got to say, like, OBJ, what are you?
What are you?
There's about eight programs in the country, maybe 10. You're a three-year leader. And then the rest of you are 6 years
in Nebraska. Some are six or more. And think about this. Now Nebraska doesn't have a genuine tie to Texas. In 2010-11, that's probably the last time they were really competing on the top end of their conference, they had 20 players from Texas. Now they have seven. Why? Because if you're comfortable there, you could say in the wrong conference.
All right, Clyde, I thought we made it. I'll strive to make it. In today's thing, I will say this, you're spending a lot of time on the stockings. They're just M&M's, Kit Kat. That's all it's in there. That's what Auburn is this year. They're a Kit Kat bar. So you get a Fetch bar.
You know what you're worried about? The Christmas gift that gets thrown out in 2 months. Don't worry about building houses that last forever.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's a lot to end on.
It's very happy.
Emotion.
It's very happy.
I thought it was more cordial than normal.
No, which I appreciate.
Well,
I felt like I complimented you effusively.
Listen, I'm not going to lie about that. Vanity goes a long way with
it. Yeah. I want to keep coming back. I do after last week. I had a compliment of very called you a dictator last week.
I know. That hurt. Man, we can sleep.
This episode is brought to you by Royal, an award-winning. Vacation is what you make it. So, are you ready to make a Royal? A Royal Caribbean adventure is the perfect opportunity to not just take a vacation, but to take it for all it's worth. We know you're eager to get back out there. So, are you ready to rise? With Royal Caribbean, you can make the most of the moment. This is not just a cruise. It's the biggest, boldest vacation on land or at sea. This is pushing the limits on what can be done at sea. And on land, breaking records and earning honors along the way. With over 270 destinations, from the Caribbean, Alaska, to Europe, and the biggest ships in the world to take you there, each one of our ships is packed full of onboard...
Find my hand, still checking if you call.